Blog Talk Radio.
Truth be told, it's about the time to get to the bottom line. No filter, no hesitation. It's time for truth be told. Top of the hour, middle of the day. But before you lay your head, let the truth be told. City to city, we get in it. Can you feel me? Let's get to the nitty gritty. It's time for truth be told.
On the one and only Dollhouse Radio. This your girl, Miss STL. I will be your host for the evening. You can check me out at MZ_STL. Check out the whole crew at TruthBeTold_DHR at Twitter. Or we go hard 7 days a week here at Dollhouse Radio. So check out DollhouseRadio.com or Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Hey, before I go any further, let me bring the other two-thirds of this dynasty in here. The real Mr. Timer. What time is it, baby?
Hey, yo, Blucker, Blucker, Blucker. What's up? It's your dog, the real Mr. Timer. Hey, yo, hit me up on Twitter at the real Mr. Timer. Or shoot me an email at stlouismobster314. That's STLOUISMOBSTER 314@gmail.com. What's good, baby? STL stand up. We in the building.
Yeah. Boss, floss, what it do, though?
What's good? It's the one and only your homie, the Boss Floss. That's what it is. Mr. Mercavelli in the building. And y'all can get at me on Twitter at the Boss Floss. That's how we do. What's good? What's good, fam?
Ain't nothing to it but to do it, baby. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Got a lovely show lined up for you guys. Thank everybody who's out there listening. We appreciate that because we know time is money, and we appreciate you spending your time with us. So, before we get off into all that, we Dollhouse announcements.
Yeah, moving a little early, but yeah, we can get into some announcements. That ain't nothing. Get it out the way. You know,
let's get it out the way, man. We got this show cracking for y'all, man. So let's go ahead, get them Dollhouse announcements out the way so we can get it popping for y'all.
The fuck was that?
Right. Killed it.
You are tuned in to Dalhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dalhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dalhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Rock Daily on the Dalhouse Radio website. Dalhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dalhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dalhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dalhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Alfonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Beauty and Beats returns with a hot new cast and lots of fun this Sunday, May 3rd, 7 p.m. Eastern, along with our Urban Society show airing at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Also, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by music industry veteran Ian Burke, Thursday, May 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dalhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dalhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, that was the lovely Miss Royalty, host of Beauty and Beats, comes on every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on Dalhouse Radio. Oh, fellas, how y'all doing, though?
Chilly.
All's well that ends well, baby.
Not all's well that ends well. Ain't nothing about the end, because we're just getting it started.
And get it started then.
I mean, hey, let's go ahead and get off into some of these hot topics. Mr. Boss the Floss the Boss.
What? Did
Mr.
you just say Mr. Boss the Floss?
Right.
No.
What's going on?
The Boss Floss. The Boss Floss. My bad. Let me make sure I say that right. The Boss Floss. Floss the Boss.
It's all good.
All around the world.
It's all good. It's all good.
All time, baby.
Y'all peeped this story from Alton about the two suspects that were handcuffed when the cops pepper sprayed them?
No, I didn't hear about that one.
You ain't see that? Yeah, it happened back in January. There was a police officer. They hadn't released his name yet, but there was two suspects in custody. They were in the room, and they were cuffed, and they were sitting on the bench. And he, like, standing at the door, he holding he got the door cracked open a little bit. And, man, he just sprays one of them, you know what I'm saying? And he sprays it again, and then he sprays the other guy. So he sprayed both of the, they were teenagers. And the one guy in the white T-shirt, like, and he starts shaking, you know what I'm saying? And they really couldn't block anything because, I mean, their hands were cuffed in front of them, so I guess they could have blocked it. But, you know what I'm saying, you're still going to get burnt and everything, you know what I'm saying, by that mace. And the chief said he didn't find out till May 6th when a higher seniority officer report brought it to his attention. So he said he didn't do anything yet because he was waiting for they started the investigation. He's waiting for the information from the investigation to come out. But I don't know. I think that's just crazy. I mean, they was already cuffed. They was sitting on the bench and, I mean, I understand people say crazy stuff when they, you know what I'm saying, locked up and all types of stuff. But still, that don't give you no right, in my opinion, to, you know what I'm saying, just mace them while they is cuffed, truth be told. That's crazy.
I mean,
at least it was just amazing. I mean, truth be told, just being honest, I mean, it could have been worse because you got people that they down on the ground, shot, still getting handcuffed, maced. Nobody uses tasers anymore. All the police officers might as well just take the tasers off your hips because apparently you don't utilize them. You just go to your gun. So, yeah, about that, just take all that off your utility belt, just leave your gun, and probably your handcuffs if you want to handcuff them while they're down and their legs broken, all that, arms broken, they shot, because, you know, we've seen that too. So, you know what I'm saying, that's my opinion on it, truth be told.
And just, yeah, you know, it's same old shit another day. End of the day, all this will be taken care of when they finally issue, you know what I'm saying, mandatory across the board body cams, you know what I'm saying, even though there's a way to manipulate the system, either way it goes. My take on this, it's an everyday thing. This shit happens every day, so I'm tired of hearing about these same old stories with police brutality, but you know what I'm saying, the abuse of power and all of this shit that comes along with the badge from their end. The bad shit that comes along with the badge from our end is what we're hearing about now, and the shit that, just think about, the shit that we hear about is minor compared to the shit that we don't and haven't heard about. You know, most severe case that we've heard thus far has been about was, you know, pretty much, you know, the Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? So, in a sense, you know, I mean, it's crazy, man. I'm just tired of hearing about the shit. And, you know, for real, it's getting to the point where it's like, you know, is this what we really come to? You know, so truth be told, it's just, you know, it's time to do some shit different. Truth be told.
Yeah. And I think all of it really needs to stem from the highest authority. Like you said, Tama, things just need to be flat across the board on how things are run. I don't know about where you guys that are listening, I don't know where you guys are, but I know here in Missouri we have all these little baby municipalities, and you go within not even a mile radius, you can go through little baby municipalities, and they'll harass you, a lot of profiling, and, I mean, it needs to be across the board. It needs to be county or city, one or the other. You know what I'm saying? All these little baby municipalities trying to do their own policing and, you know, delegating, it's just out of hand. And I think Barack might have to actually put hands on and be like, we're going to do this across the board. You know, for every state, every jurisdiction, this is what it is. No, truth be told.
Okay, let's move on. let me go ahead with my story. I want to send a shout out to Odell Beckham, you know what I'm saying, who secured the spot for the cover of Madden 16, beating up Gronk and some other big names in the NFL that was worthy for that position. Only fucked up thing is about the Madden curse. Nine times out of ten, everyone who's been on the Madden curse has got hurt that following season. So, you know, hopefully Odell Beckham can definitely, you know what I'm saying, break that curse and come out with another spectacular season as well as giving us more. So I just want to give a shout-out to him. Congrats to, you know what I'm saying, Odell Beckham, a New York Giant, you know, for securing that spot. You know, he will definitely look good on that cover, you know. So big salute to do, you know what I'm saying. I don't know if y'all know who Odell Beckham is, right?
I'm not familiar, babe.
Yeah, Odell Beckham, if I'm not mistaken, damn, I think he's number 13 for the he's a receiver for the Giants. Spectacular catches. You've seen some catches. They've shown them on the games that you decided to watch, you know. So I just want them to shout out to him. Floss, you don't know shit about Odell Beckham. Hello?
The boss Floss, you out there, baby? Mike,
I was my bad. I was trying to say that catch that he doing on there is the one he got from old boy, where he intercepted from old boy, right? Rob Gronkowski.
No,
if I'm not mistaken.
Odell Beckham and Rob both play the same position, which is offense. No.
I'm saying he snatched that not he intercepted the ball from him. I mean, he snatched that spot from Gronkowski, because they said that Rob Gronkowski was another finalist for the cover.
Yeah, it was quite a few people that was finalists. You know, they narrowed down to like the top 10 for that, you know what I'm saying, spectacular
right,
play to
right.
see.
Uh-huh.
But he the man, you know, so all the sports fans, yeah, I know who Odell Beckham is. Big shout out to him, you know what I'm saying. I just wanted to send a shout out to my dude real fast, you know what I'm saying. So,
salute.
Hey, yeah, that's what's up. That's what we play for. Shit. I think everybody dreamed of being on the front of the cover of the Madden at one point in life, but they're a celebrity. I said celebrity, an athlete. You hear me? So, hey, thought that was pretty hot.
I'm surprised you didn't have nothing to say
about
that Brady kid, though.
Yeah, middle finger to you and that Brady kid.
That damn Brady kid.
You know what I'm saying? And I mean, at the end of the day, that was bullshit. I mean, I you know what I'm saying, just for the love of the game, understand, you know what I'm saying, 4 games hurt him. You know what I'm saying? It's better than 2 games, you know. I mean, cheating at the end of the day is cheating, you know what I'm saying? He's still trying to proclaim his innocence and whatnot, but, you know what I'm saying, the proof is in the pudding within the text and everything, and then his reluctance to cooperate in the investigation, so therefore he showed his guilty hand. You know what I'm saying? Man it up. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, his name is alongside with anything that's written about Tom Brady. The thing that stands out the most is going to be that, you know what I'm saying, they've been caught cheating multiple times. You know what I'm saying? And in each case, you know, Tom Brady, I'm sure, was aware of what was going on from starter. It just shows how desperate people are. It's kind of like greed. You know what I'm saying? So determined to win, you know, greed. So, and since we're talking about that, you know, a salute to Eli Manning and them Giants once again. You know what I'm saying? They made my motherfucking season when they went undefeated on the regular season and got to the Super Bowl, lost that shit. Hell yeah. Shout out to Hakeem as well as Eli Manning. You know what I'm saying? Got love for that guy. You know what I'm saying? Damn Manning kid. You hear me? Damn right. So,
yeah,
that was bullshit. They should strip them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Strip them from a banner. You know? They want to talk about all these motherfucking cases, but they don't speak shit about when they fuck the Rams. You know what I'm saying? That's bullshit.
I mean, so you don't, so you think the punishment fits the crime? Because if my thing is, if they try, it seems like they're trying to rest it on Tom Brady's shoulder. So it's like, you took 4 games from him. He gets 4 unpaid games for this upcoming season that he doesn't get paid, and then but you find them $1 million, and you took what I think it was 2 of the first round draft picks on the year.
First round draft pick for 16, and one for and a 4th round for 17. Damn right,
okay.
Shit. They've always had their hands in the shit. It's just, you know what I'm saying, hey, they're repeat offenders, so therefore. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And that they can punish.
Yes, they should.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Let it be a small market team. They look at what they did to New Orleans for the Spygate. You know what I'm saying? They fucking suspended Sean Payton for a whole season. You know what I'm saying? And Greg Williams was put out indefinitely for a whole season. Come on, man. If it wasn't for Fisher, you know, pushing to get Greg Williams back in the game, plus Greg Williams' beautiful mind to the game, he wouldn't have got back in. I said, come on.
Right.
They don't want to punish Belichick, punkhead. Bum.
Right.
They'll never be respected amongst their peers. Put it like that. You get caught cheating, your peers don't respect you no more. Truth be told.
They still go fuck with him. To be told, they don't break. Just like being a whack ass cop, that creed where you just fucking stick together even when you're wrong. I think it's gonna be like that. Yeah, baby. Hey, we gonna go ahead and get off into this first break because it's 4:20 somewhere around the world. Let's get that Miss Maya Do It right here on Dial House Radio. Truth be told.
Hey, what's up, everybody out there? It's It's your girl Maya, and you are tuned into Block TV with Wes and Heaven.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Do it. Go, 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 go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it.
Do it.
Go ahead and do it. Do it. Do it.
I know I made you wait so long, but I've been craving for you. I've been missing you. I'll submit to you. And boy, when you get off, I'ma go off. Let's take it all the way. I'll do more than kiss on you. Show you how I switch it up.
Now tuning in, you're right here on Dot House Radio with Truth Be Told. We at 646-595-4038. If you got something to say, hit the one. Otherwise, we don't know you want to talk. We can see you, but we don't know you want to talk unless you hit that one. But, getting back off into these hot topics, did anybody hear about that big train, Amtrak train derailment that happened?
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Oh yeah, man. Prayers out, man. Prayer goes out to the people, and you know what I'm saying. Their families. There were a lot of people injured. There were some fatalities. Some people were just treated at the scene. But apparently, the driver, for some reason, they found out during their investigation, he was actually speeding, going around a bend, and he was going like 106 miles an hour. Which around this particular curve, he should have been going only about maybe 80 miles per hour. So he's about, 20 to 30 miles over the speed limit on what he should have been going around this curve. So that is going to be a big hit in the groin for Amtrak. That's going to get ugly, truth be told. What y'all think about that?
Well, truth be told... Anytime you are operating a vehicle or a train or anything like that, a plane, whatever, that's why they have certain licenses and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, man. And you're supposed to obey what they taught you. And, I mean, I don't know why, somebody would go traveling that fast, especially on those trains, when you start going into them curves on them trains, that the top of them, they start leaning and shit, you know what I mean? And they just flip right off there. So, I mean, dude just going to, hey, what's coming to him, he going to get what's coming to him, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, RIP to all the family and, you know, the lost loved ones, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully the people that's injured, you know, he'll soon, truth be told.
Well, first off, just, you know what I'm saying, thoughts and prayers with the families and the victims of the crash today. Hard hit makes itself ass. In that day, you know what I'm saying, whatever we do, we all got to pay for our decisions. Has a lack of cooperation with authorities regarding the reason behind him speeding, exceeding the limit, you know, breaking the rules. He definitely will pay for that, as Floss just said. So we'll see how that plays out, you know what I'm saying? Thank God, you know what I'm saying, I'm not the one making up his bed in the morning, you know what I'm saying, because that's something, you know, a terrible thing to have hanging over your head. So and thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims and, you know, and you know what I'm saying, we speak, pray for their speedy recovery with this one, you know, truth be told.
You know what we didn't talk about, too, was the other train that they're not far from that derailment was not far from a derailment from a 1943 derailment that killed 79 people. So I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Was that an Amtrak or that was a different company? You know?
No, it was Northwest Regional.
Northwest Regional.
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that one. But
well, that one happened way back in the day, you know what I'm saying? But they were saying that spot was not far from that, you know what I'm saying? So
they spoke it out.
I don't know. I'm starting to think they, like, a lot of these positions that they have, they need to start pulling these people in on some psych evaluations and seeing what's going on. Just like the, you know what I'm saying, the plane that that crashed, I think that was like maybe two weeks or so ago, where the pilot crashed the plane, and it was actually on purpose. I mean, they need to start doing, from agencies that, you know, cops and everything, all these positions where you have to deal with other people physically, or their life is in your hands, they need to start doing psychological evaluations. I ain't going to even say every 6 months. I'm thinking maybe once a month, you know what I'm saying, or every other week or something. Because some of these motherfuckers just be crazy, truth be told. They just be on some other shit.
Yeah, for sure. They do.
Hey, so, you know what I'm saying, that was something that struck me as kind of crazy right there. Hey, Tama, did you have any hot topics you wanted to get off, man?
Yeah, I sure do.
What you got for us, baby?
I was intrigued. I was sitting up there, going over CelebrityTrustCity.com, and they had a post of a daughter and a mother that's sleeping together. They posted a video out for social media. It's a crazy video. The mother and the daughter sitting up there talking about basically saying, you know, they just disrespectful, you know, saying fuck Jesus, and they call Jesus a white motherfucker, and it said he still has niggas stealing slaves and still sleep. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, you can't make this shit up, right? Then the two go on criticizing Christians for going to church and believing in a European God, because they claim that the Europeans created, you know what I'm saying, God and Jesus, the Bible, etc. So, I mean, here's where the shit turns creepy, though. You know what I'm saying? Mom and daughter, you know what I'm saying? They start saying, you know what I'm saying, like incest is not a thing, because if you look at, you know, said some, I think they went to a scripture, but they were talking about royal inbreeding, and speaking of the royal family, how they inbreed to keep their blood pure. So they're trying to justify, you know, saying what they're doing. So the fucked up thing is, I put the post out there on truthbetold_DHR, you know, saying, I can go through flip through if you want to, listeners. But, you know, saying they start kissing and shit, you know what I'm saying, and I mean, y'all
and she slobbered
video,
on her
I
lip,
mean,
all in her mouth.
Oh my God! I mean, you gotta really see the video because it's so fucking ghetto fabulous, and so it's so embarrassing for them being one of us.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's like you can't make this shit up. I mean, the odds are against something like this coming out when it comes to black folks. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told. You know, not saying it don't happen. I'm sure it does. It does happen. But, I mean, the odds of actually, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I threw it out there. I'm surprised you ain't checking out Mrs. Steele.
Hey,
I didn't see, because you know from Kevin Gates, I have... that's disgusting. I don't know whoever the mom and daughter are. Y'all trifling. That's don't do that. That's don't just stop. I'm gonna stop y'all. All that yickety yang yak you talking over there is blasphemy. Whatever you saying is blasphemy. Is wrong. You wrong. That's disgusting. That's your daughter, and you should treat her as such. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, come on, man. Don't hey. Oh my God, that kind of stuff. It turns my stomach. I don't see how
what
people do things with their kids, man. Come on, how can you? You know what I'm saying? To me, that's like molesting her child. Even though in the video it might seem consensual, it's all the same. It's all
did you watch
same
it?
Basket to me. I haven't seen.
Okay, let's
hey,
Floss, what you think about it, cuz? What you think about it?
Because the video was disgusting. It was sickening, dog. I mean that type of stuff right there, man. To me, it's worse than child molestation, dog. Because the parent or the mother or somebody of that role in nature and life is there to protect their child and keep that child away from stuff like that. So for the mother
right.
to actually be doing it with the child is just, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. And they was ugly. So, I mean, really.
My name is Ra, and this is Ra, too. What the fuck? It was just the most ghetto fabulous shit that I've ever seen in my
it
life.
Is.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's where I'll be saying, like, parents who try to be their child's friend instead of being a parent first. You know what I'm saying? Parent first,
mm-hmm.
right? FOMO. You know what I'm saying? Being a
right.
child friend is to teach your child a way to survive out here in this cold, cold world where one false move will leave your ass lifeless. The truth be told.
Right. And you know, the reason I say that incest can't be right how they saying that, oh, well, the royal families did that and this and that, is because look at how the chances of you having a handicapped baby goes up when you sleep with your own brother or sister. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be telling you that is not right. That is not the right thing to do.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying they were talking about incest and stuff though, and like how
in
royalty. So there was probably kings who were fathers sleeping with the daughters or something. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying
that's
fucking royal. You are.
It's not disgusting, right?
Morally, it's disgusting. It's just not right. You know what I'm saying?
Tragic.
I don't care if it's what kind of family it is. Royal. It could be in God's kingdom. It's not right. You know what I'm saying? That's just disgusting. It's too much. You know, penises and vaginas out here for you to pick from, then for it to be within your own family circle. Just cut it out. Just stop that. It's ridiculous. Truth be told.
Hey, shit. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying? Thank God he's about to come up on his next break, listen to something that don't trust him. Because I was listening that shit, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to do some cleansing of the household, make sure that evil don't stick in my walls. Shit, fuck out listening that shit like, oh my God, is they finished? You know, man? Oh my goodness, it was horrible,
right.
man. Be sure y'all go check that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Flip through the page. Check it out on Tri-City. SaleahTriCity.com. There's some crazy shit. You know, truth be told.
Man, I don't trust none of that. And with that being said, we can go ahead and get into that Tiffany Fox. Don't trust them. Right here, once again, on Dollhouse Radio. You did, home of the indie artists. Let's go.
It's Tiffany Fox, nigga. Represent for all the ladies out there that's getting it on their own. Represent for the real gold.
DJ Scream, nigga. DJ Scream,
nigga. I don't
trust nobody.
Stay in
by your side, nigga. I don't trust nobody.
Married to money, you hoes not alone. Niggas be wasting your time. Fuck any penny or dime. That's anything, anything. I pay and no, never mind. No nigga is ever mine. Nigga got a mind of his own. I want him, I need him, I wanna say I love him. Nah, never mind. These niggas be out with these hoes on the low and they all be telling lies. Why go through his phone and find what I already know? So why keep it G when the day I leave he gon' be broke? I promise myself I won't be a statistic. With my new nigga in the
you
middle of the pacific.
You gon' make me get inside, nigga. I don't trust him, I don't stand by your side, nigga.
Tuning in, you right here with Truth Be Told on the one and only Dial House Radio. We here 646-595-4038. Push the 1 if you wish to speak. See you out there, but if you want to say something, make sure you push that 1. Hey, let's go ahead and float off into this George Zimmerman guy. Everybody knows the name. Again, he can't seem to stay out of these headlines. Let's start off. I wanted to talk about real quick how he got into a road rage incident where the gentleman he had previously had some contact with ended up shooting into his car, and he said that Zimmerman raised a gun at him, so he feared for his life. I don't know if I'm buying that, because he was trying to take the dude head off. If you see the pictures, the bullet boom is straight through the upper part of the window. It's crazy. Huh?
I said you said you ain't behind that. What the fuck?
I think dude is just like, you're fucking George Zimmerman. I mean, he still has a target on his back, truth be told. We all know this. He still has a target on his back, just like Darrell Wilson. They got targets on their back. Motherfuckers want them out here. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really buy that, but hey, if you standing on it, fuck it, I'll stand with you, because I don't like the motherfucker either, truth be told.
Yeah, the whole thing with the George Zimmerman, George Zimmerman in the previous run-in with the guy that you spoke of, Zimmerman threatened to shoot him in that previous run-in. And therefore, seeing him again, if what dude is saying is true, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I'll be prepared too next time I see you, because if you raise a gun to me or threaten to kill me next time I see you, but you just better be prepared, baby. You know what I'm saying? So dude was prepared. And if you ask me, truth be told, he was ready to go to war. You know what I'm saying?
He's TTG. He's trying to go, right, baby.
Shit.
Hey, Zimmerman is a violent man, though. He's a violent man. He got away with a murder. You know what I'm saying? He's still, at this point, allowed to carry around a weapon, which I think should have been stripped from his ass, because, you know what I'm saying, that's just ridiculous. I don't know what kind of rules they got in Florida on concealed and carry, but it can't be shit like Missouri, because you sneeze wrong and they taking your shit here. But he's a violent man, just overall. And one day, he got more lives than a cat, because he gets away. Everything he's got off, even domestically, he's a violent man. You know what I'm saying? There's story after story of him pulling out guns on his wives, his ex-wife, ex-girlfriend.
So, STL, let me ask you this. on that note of you just saying that he's a violent man and he got... Why is it so hard for you to believe that he didn't show this motherfucker a gun or start told somebody
right.
to shoot him and shit?
I believe he did it. No, I was talking about when the gentleman was like, oh, I had, feared for my life. I think in my mind, this is Miss STL's mind. In my mind, I think it's more like, you George Zimmerman, and I want to fuck you up. So this is my chance. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get your ass, truth be told. No, I don't. I think he's very violent. I think he deserves whatever the fuck he gets.
Yeah, truth be told, you know what I'm saying? Like you just mentioned, this incident with domestic violence, you know, it stems out. And everything that has gone on with George Zimmerman, he has walked away you know, pretty much untouched, you know, so it's kind of mind-boggling that, you know what I'm saying, within it all, somehow, some way, he's getting people to recant their stories, where there would be a charge, where he could possibly be charged with a felony and lose his life, and that's probably the reason why they're recanting their stories, so he can't lose his right to bear arms, you know what I'm saying. So with that being said, I mean, it's really fucked up. You know, but he's obviously got them by the balls, because the situation that he's in got him by the balls. You know, but it's going to come a time where somebody's not, that they're going to say, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how it goes on your record. I'm reporting this shit, and you live with it. And when that day comes, that's when he's going to have to take some of that money that he's been given for, you know, what's considered in certain parts of the state, you know, a good deed, you know what I'm saying, killing an unarmed teenager, he'll have to spend some of that money on security. You know what I'm saying? I'm not wishing bad luck on him, but, you know what I'm saying, what goes around come around. Whatever we do comes back around. So, he unfortunately, you know, just because karma's a bitch, we know karma's a bad bitch, it'll come. If it's meant to be, somebody going to get him. And little white dude trying to take his head off, so... It's crazy. If you would have told me a story, somebody trying to take his head off, I would think it would be somebody black. But you know what I'm saying? When you get cocky and arrogant, truth be told, you fuck up, and then you lose your most important ally. Truth be told.
I mean, yeah, that's, you know, that is truth be told, 1,000, because, you know, at the end of the day, you cannot go around trying to punk the whole world. It just don't work like that. One of these days, you're going to get toe up, you know what I'm saying, out the frame.
What he said with old dude was, you know what I'm saying, do you know who I am? You know what I'm saying? He's so cocky now because he feels untouchable, Because, you know what I'm saying, the fucked up thing about it is he's a security guard compared to these cops that's abuse of power. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying, where they didn't file civil rights violations against him. That's kind of fucked up to start it out. So, I mean, he kind of feels untouchable. But, you know what I'm saying, everybody believes, baby. Everybody believes, truth be told.
The same damn color, if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Truth be told.
Yeah. So it kind of.
But I don't think maybe, you know what I'm saying. I think if he keep, you know what I'm saying, one of these women, you know what I'm saying, have to step up. I mean, I know at one point the girlfriend was she did go on tape, you know, saying that she was scared of him and he threatened her with a gun, and you know, then she didn't recant it, but she said she didn't per se know exactly if it was done, because he went for his waistband and told her, "I wish you would walk up on me."
Actually, she said that he was, she recanted her story and went from being an armed guy, armed crazy man on the loose, to an unarmed crazy man on the loose. That's how it got, and since she wasn't pressing charges, they couldn't pursue it, you know what I'm saying, like with everything else, once. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, if you testify, you're fucked. If you decide not to, you might just want truth be told.
Yeah, man, that's some bull. Because if just like with anything else, you can drop the charges on anything. But if they want to pick it up, oh, they going to pick it up. You know what I'm saying? I just think it just because it may have been Zimmerman. I don't know. But
if
they want to pick something up, you can drive
laws.
It.
There's different
it's
laws.
Here, that,
and there was no physical harm to her, truth be told.
Right.
So
right. And then, you know, laws are different all across the board anyway, especially,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
State laws.
And they was in a whole other state, so.
Right. And what this story leads us into is our topic, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't love me unless you hit me. So, I mean. It's crazy. It's kind of like the same situation, the reason why we came up with this topic, you know. So, different circles.
Right.
So, you know. So.
I mean, it's a lot of, you know, just a lot of people, well, especially women, not to say that men aren't put in that same predicament, but it's, you know, a lot of women out here who, it just comes from, you know, their surroundings and, you know, how they grew up. You know, that family environment that they was raised in, or they see things within their family, and they think that this sort of thing for, or my man don't love me unless he lay his hands on me. Oh, that's showing me he loved me. Oh, I got to love him back. I'm here to serve and obey him. Man, fuck that. Wake up, man. This is, we on to a new dawn, a new day, a new century, and you don't nobody need to put their hands on nobody else. Unless they're trying to take your life. You know what I'm saying? True shit. No. I'm just, that ain't true shit. True shit.
I can think of a lot of reasons why I might have to put my hands on somebody other than them trying to take my life.
Rather than taking your life. I mean, anytime shit turns physical, I mean, there's a potential of someone losing their life. You know what I'm saying? Because it can take one little bullshit, horseplay push. Where, you know what I'm saying, trip over the motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, footstool and hit your head on the motherfucking coffee table and break your neck. I mean, any physical can be a potential life threat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, the fucked up thing is, you know what I'm saying, it's fucked up. I've seen situations, you know what I'm saying, we're going into this break, so I got to be real quick. You know what I'm saying, I've seen situations where, you know what I'm saying, it appears that a lady, you know what I'm saying, feels like, you know what I'm saying, you don't love me unless you hit me. You know what I'm saying? Because the guy that was willing to ask, you know what I'm saying, no, he didn't mean to do it, to, you know what I'm saying, the good guy that's trying to do right now, she's whooping his ass, trying to get him to put his hands on him, because if he don't put his hands on him, he's a fuck motherfucker. We're going to continue this conversation. Let's keep this going. We heading into the next break, so I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, overextend my hand, you know what I'm saying, so I'm going to back up off that one, you know what I'm saying, truth be told.
Well, we're going to jump into this break, guys, and then when we come back, we can let Trauma kick it off so he can get that issue off, because I can feel the passion coming out of him, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go ahead and pay these bills, man. We got that Nuria Afonso, Honest Eyes, once again, right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Truth be told, let go.
Radio. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we hear Truth Be Told, Dollhouse Radio Wednesday night, hump day, baby. If you want to get at us, 646-595-4038. Push that one if you actually want to talk to us. So back to the real Mr. Tom.
Let me just tell you, once again, Nuria Alfonso is a Dollhouse Radio spotlight artist. You know what I'm saying? She has a bright future ahead of you. As you can hear right there, that honest eyes to the youth through Amen Gunfire. Back to what I was saying, you know what I'm saying? I mean, know your worth, you know, because, I mean, I had a family member that was going through a physical, a domestic, you know what I'm saying? She, you know what I'm saying, getting beat up by her man, and, you know, to me and my peace wanted to just fuck him up. And, you know what I'm saying? Big Mom was like, no, if you jump in the next time, it's going to be 10 times worse because he knows you're coming. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, with that being said, so, you know, by, you know what I'm saying, and if she's not going to leave him, why go over there and beat his ass? Is basically what she said to him. And it makes sense. So, I mean, it was a situation where, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? You know this man law fucking crazy as fucking going to put, is liable to blow up any motherfucking time, but yet you're not walking away from the situation. You know what I'm saying? You continue to stay there. And it's a sad situation to see somebody in, you know, so regardless of what you say to them, regardless of what you, whatever picture you can paint, to, you know, for them to try to visualize, you know what I'm saying, the threat that they're really in, they're not listening. It's fucked up. You hear what I'm saying, Flo?
Oh, for sure, bro. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dog. a dude put his hands on one of my sisters, man, it's going to be a wrap. You hear me? I'm just, hey, I ain't bullshitting, dog. I don't tolerate that shit in no way, shape, or form, bro.
Here's the deal, though. Like I was just saying, just depending, you know, just suppose if somebody was in a situation where they don't, you know what I'm saying, regardless of getting their ass whooped, they're still not going to leave that person that's whooped kicking their ass.
Right.
So,
right.
And, I mean, in the point of getting physical with that person, knowing that she's not going to leave, you know what I'm saying, who are you actually hurting? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's kind of like that situation in Godfather where dude whooped their ass worse. For a simple fact, I know your brother's coming. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm gonna make sure I get the best of this.
I'm gonna
give you the best of me right here. You know what I'm saying?
And it's not always a thing to that they're really looking at who am I hurting, but a lot of it is a power trip kind of thing. It's just trying to delegate and show that I'm more powerful than you, so I can do whatever I want to you, and not give you any respect and kick your ass. Truth be told.
Yeah, it's
a lot
to
of
me
it
it's
power.
To me, it's like, you know what I'm saying, the pretty girls that, you know what I'm saying, you know how it was, you know, when our parents, they'd be like, oh, back in the day, baby, she was a bad something. She was a bombshell. But then you see it, she's a dope fiend, right? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying, what I'm comparing this to is, you know what I'm saying, the dope fiends is like the prettiest girls in the world to the insecure guy. They might, you know what I'm saying, he might have whooped that ass. You know what I'm saying? They have that physical with the shit. Or there's a chance that he just, you know what I'm saying, get a strong guy on the drug where she needs him until he don't need her no more and don't nobody else mm-hmm. because she didn't take care of herself. It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know what I'm saying? Best thing to do for real if you know somebody that's in that situation is try to get them, just try to talk to them. And if you can't talk to them, it's all types of domestic violence, you know, support groups and stuff like that, you know, that you can try to get them to go to. Because really, when it comes to domestic violence, truth be told, bruh, it's not just a physical or mental thing. It's a both thing. You know what I'm saying? It's physical and mental. You know what I'm saying? So,
emotionally.
Truth be told. You could talk to you kind of blue in the face, you know what I'm saying? But it's like that person has to be ready to make that move. Until they ready
right.
to make that move and you know, get they self out of that situation, that's the only way it's gonna work. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Like
but
an
see
addict.
The thing is every woman that's in that situation ain't the same woman, meaning they don't think the same, and meaning there is things you can say that could change their thinking. Anytime you talk to somebody, if you say something that they wasn't thinking about, they'd be like, oh, I never thought about it that way. You see what I'm saying? Some people will listen, some won't. So, yeah, you're right in what you're saying, but that's not 100% across the board.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
And you definitely, as I said, you touched the hem on the head right there when you spoke of there's some situation. It's kind of like a guy that watches his dad whoop his mom all the time. Then 9 times out of 10, I won't say 9 times, maybe 8 times out of 10, that guy, you know what I'm saying, 2 out of 10 would be that guy that is going to do the same thing, because that's the only way he feels like there's love. And the only reason why he thinks that, why, you know, physically hurting a woman is love is because it appears the woman loved him because the woman never stepped away from him. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, it seemed like that's the love that's needed. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, truth be told, I mean, and sometimes it's a crazy situation. I can't see how somebody thinks like that. You know what I'm saying? I had a girl where her mom told me, you know what I'm saying, if you want to act like her, all you got to do one time, just smack the hell out of her. You know what I'm saying? Had, you know, honestly speaking, had I actually been that type of guy to have smacked the hell out of her, I might still be with her, truth be told, just knowing her. You hear what I'm saying? Just speaking from the experience of knowing her.
Huh?
I mean, it's a crazy situation. You know, it's kind of like that one good time, give her one good smack. This is what my mom told me. Give her one good smack, one good time, and you'll get act right out of her.
Her
you know what I'm saying? But
that
ain't
you?
What me and my dude do. You know what I'm saying? What you saying?
My mama said that to you.
Yeah. No, I mean,
is that what you
tell
a young man to date your daughter?
I mean, she's also a Gemini, too. You know what I'm saying? This STL.
Yeah, wait.
You know
don't bring the signs
so,
into it.
Hey, I'm telling you what it is. Truth be told.
You
don't
better
act like
read
that.
The signs, STL.
Hey, I'm just letting you know what it is.
Don't act like that.
Hey.
Don't do it.
Hey, the champ has spoken. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
Right.
Yes. So you don't give me this you know, saying this opportunity to say the champ has spoken.
Can we get some? Is there some group boos in the queue? Can we queue that up?
Man,
boo.
Little finger up high haters. Little finger up high haters.
Who you dealing with?
Yeah, who you dealing with? Bruh. You ain't dealing with no fuck, boy. No, but you know, so getting back to the content. I mean, it's kind of hard, you know what I'm saying? What can we do, you know what I'm saying, to help, you know what I'm saying, those that's going through a domestic, you know what I'm saying, going through domestic violence? I mean, what, you know, being a third party on the outside looking in, what is it that we can do that's healthy? Without, you know what I'm saying, you know, really escalating the tension within it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got some that they're so much under control. You telling them, hey, here's the center, this is what you can do, this is where you can go. And they go back and tell crazy who 9 times out of 10 is playing crazy because the man that hits a woman 9 times out of 10 ain't finna fight a man. So, I mean, just let
man,
them know.
You know, it's sad to say, but I guess we just going to have to beat each other's sisters' boyfriends up because they won't even know why it's crazy.
Really?
But what
you know
the
what I'm saying?
Topic
really?
That escalates the shit? What does it accomplish, though?
I'm saying if he don't know you, he's just getting ass whooped.
I mean, he don't know you, you family, you know what I'm saying? He don't know you.
No, I said we got to beat each other's sisters' boyfriends up.
Right. Hey, dog, you owe me a favor because, hey, I need you to go down on my fucking
second move.
Right.
The whole
go
family
put the slam down
on
23rd. You hear me? Go to the avenue 23rd, nigga. That nigga live right there. You hear me? All right, dog, you know I do owe you a favor, dog. I'm going to need you to do a favor for me pretty soon. You hear me?
Right.
Crazy shit.
Well,
I mean,
I'm gonna take a different approach. I say you have to lead by example. Go to them, try to sit them down. Maybe you know, talk to them, give them a little coaxing. You know, stroke their ego. Some people that are in those situations don't have that, and they do need somebody to, you know, lift them up, you know, and they just don't have it. Obviously, they're not getting it from their man, they're not getting it from their woman. And fellas, it is a statistic that fellas get, you know, hit on
that
and
right.
things by women, even though the
that
average
right.
man doesn't want to admit that. You know,
hey, my brother friend used to get beat up by his wife, and he was a cop
hey.
At the time.
Hey,
oh, really?
my uncle used to come by once a motherfucking quarter. Because his old lady tripping on beat the shit out of him. And he had to go into the spare room and shit and sleep it off. And then she tell him, come home. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, men are victims too. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's a 50-50 with everything, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get it twisted and be one-sided looking, riding down one-way street and shit. If you're riding down a one-way street, you can't go back. Think about that. At least you can hit a right, left, and another left. A right, left, and another right, right? Is that right? You know what I'm saying? Hey, one way street. Shit, for real. Hey,
right.
Fuck that. But come on, man, we got to do more, man. I mean, as far as, hey, shit, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's a way. We just can't turn the blind eye because I think ain't a motherfucker that around. I don't give a fuck how big he is. Hey. We tell them up real quick, hey, bro, you ain't doing that right here, bro. You're going to have to get that shit from around here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. You crazy. Feel froggy. Jump. You hear me? Shit. I don't give a fuck. I'll take on my Tyson if need be. Hey, shit on some shit like that. Hey, fuck it. That motherfucker going to feel it in the moment. Shit. He going to feel it in the moment. I'm telling you. Shit. Look at y'all done got quiet like, damn, this Bruce
Lee.
Nah,
I mean, it's
a bad
thing. I'm
here,
I'm listening to you,
Bruce,
baby.
It's Bruce Lee cut, motherfucker.
Nah,
really?
On the real, though, I kind of feel like it's a little more worse for the women than it is the men. I'm not saying that it ain't bad and it ain't wrong, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, I think it's a little worse. Because I think these dudes, man, like, the woman, like, it's going to be hard for her to overpower him to where he can't get away. Can't he just break free and jump through a window or something and run?
Hey,
like, it's
going
to be harder for a woman to break free from a man than a man mm-hmm. from a woman. Seriously.
Hey, I know some strong-ass women. Cause
I'm not saying it ain't no strong women out there.
It.
I ain't saying it ain't no strong women out there. I'm just saying, you a man, you should be able to jump through a window and run.
Let's go.
Why you gotta go through the window, man? What the fuck wrong with the door? Why you?
Hey, if
she's
smacking you like that, you better get out ASAP.
Let's take
man,
this break.
Man, look, on that note, we gonna go get into this Dollhouse Radio break with Sheree, Leray, Mirage, baby. We gonna go ahead and pay these bills. Let's get it, Dollhouse.
Me, I can get it.
Radio, just tuning in. You got here with Truth Be Told. Again, I'm the one and only Dollhouse Radio. We hear every Wednesday night, 646-595-4038. We were talking about domestic violence and the people caught up in it. And as I was trying to say, you know, sometimes you just other people have to see it. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been in environments and things like that they've never been able to see what it is to love a person. You know what I'm saying? All they seeing is hitting, scratching, punching, cussing you out, mother this, mother that, bastard, bitch, blah, blah, blah. And some people have just never been exposed to what's right. And you have to guide them. Sometimes you just got to get in there and guide people, show them a little bit of love and what it feels like to actually be honestly and unconditionally loved, truth be told. That's my view.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, you know what some of the signs are?
What?
To let you know if you're in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm. What?
You don't know. Well, this is from helpguide.org. And some of the signs is, it says it's broke down into two different columns, and mm-hmm. It has a do you, and then it says feel afraid of your partner much of the time. And then it also on the do you column says, do you avoid topics out of fear of angering your partner? You know what I'm saying? Do you feel that you can't do anything right for your partner? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got a bunch of different signs out there. And on the other side, it tells what your partner may do. Like, does your partner humiliate or yell at you? You know what I'm saying? Criticize you or put you down? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of different ways to tell if somebody's...
It's the teardown. You got to get a hold of them emotionally to,
right.
to gain some type of control, because everything has as much power as we allow it to have over us. You know what I'm saying?
Truth be told.
It's all about being strong enough to know you can walk away and to know it's a brighter day from that point forward. You know, so truth be told, that's just at the end of the day, and it's our responsibility, kind of like what Ms. Estio said, is, you know what I'm saying, to continue to attempt to reach, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Rome wasn't built overnight, you know what I'm saying? But my suggestion just from Big Mama told me is, you know what I'm saying, just be careful of, you know what I'm saying, the water that you're treading, you know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying, don't try to, you know what I'm saying, make the situation more difficult than it already is. You know, like, for instance, you know, you and Ray show up at the door and ready to do some damage. You know what I'm saying, truth be told, because if she's not going to walk away, it's going to get worse. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it
you
could
just,
be fatal.
Truth be told, you have to know when to lean back, because some people that get put in those kind of predicaments, they tend to, they even though on the inside they might be angry with that person, they have such a hold on them that they direct it towards you. So even though you're trying to facilitate getting them out of a situation that's bad for them, they will take out their anger and aggression and, you know, frustration on you, even though you're just trying to help the situation. But they're not looking at it like that, because in a sense they're almost desensitized to what really needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? It's sad but true. You know what I'm saying? Because I've seen it. I've seen people get mad at the other person, and all they're trying to do is help. Well, you beating your ass. He loves me. No, he did it. I've seen that. So, you know what I'm saying? You just have to recognize, you know, when to go be aggressive, when to be passive aggressive, and when to pump your brakes. You have to know what kind of person you know, trying to help and how far to go with that person, because I've seen where that person ends up hating the person that's really trying to help them, truth be told.
Right. At the beginning of it, though, I think it's also important, too, that when people, you got people who are good at reading people when they meet them or other people, and you got people that aren't so good at reading people, they claim. So I think it's about getting to know you, the earlier you get to know your partner, you know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, if people would just, like, even if you can't read people, there are sites where you can read and look and see what type of different behavioral patterns abusive person may have, you see what I'm saying? And the sooner you understand and establish, you know, that, okay, this motherfucker crazy, you know what I'm saying? You can get yourself out of that situation before you then spent 5-10 years with that person and now you deeply in love with them. You see what I'm saying? Because it's going to be harder to leave, truth be told.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's, people can act for so long. It helps. So, I mean, and you know, from living life, you know what I'm saying, on this earth for a score more, you know what I'm saying, it does take 10 years to actually know somebody. So if somebody's abusive, I don't see it taking 10 years for that person to show that hand, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like you're saying, getting to know your significant other, whatnot, is being aware and being, you know what I'm saying, being on point, on your game, see things, signs and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? And it's not all about the physical with the domestic violence. The domestic violence is also an emotional thing,
You know what I'm saying? So, like, mm-hmm. like one of you mentioned about, you know, saying she's cutting you down, you know, she's turning you down. Plus, you had mentioned that as far as what they were saying, looking at the sign. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's an emotional thing as well. You know what I'm saying? It's just all about, you know, sometimes we got to help people look at, see the light at the end of the tunnel and point them out to, you know what I'm saying, what their worth
right.
is and the morals and values that they were raised under. And, you know what I'm saying, some people,
right.
you know, when they're dealing with grown folks, you tell you, you know what I'm saying, you can't tell a grown motherfucker shit. So, I mean, at the end of the day, man, we just got to, you know what I'm saying, definitely love our own, you know what I'm saying, because it could be the last time we see them. So.
Truth be told.
Yeah, and also recognize, you know, like you said, the different forms that it comes in, because it's not always just physical. It's verbal and emotional too, and it cuts, because you know, even with the verbal abuse, it cuts just as deep as somebody punching you and you got a black eye. You know what I'm saying? That hurts too. I got a friend that's going through that right now. You know what I'm saying? She is a businesswoman and everything, owns her own business. But the dude she's dealing with, and I tell her all the time as her friend, you know, this guy is straight toxic for you and your business. Like, you guys argue at your business. You know what I'm saying? Your customers see it, and I'm out there with them. So I'm hearing them comment, you know, why does she allow him to do that, this and this and that? You know, I could never let somebody. I mean, he drives her into the ground like a hammer hitting a nail. You know what I'm saying? And it really hurts my feelings to see that, because she is my friend. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it happens, and I have to, you know, still have to pump my brakes, because sometimes when we talk, you know what I'm saying, that's what I was saying about, you know, knowing where to stand and how aggressive to be or to not be. Because, you know, I don't want her to get mad at me, but I'm just trying to help. But sometimes when we talk about the situation, she wants to, I guess, just wants to vent. But you want me to listen? I'm one of those people, I'll listen, but I have a hard time not giving you my opinion on what I think you should need to be doing, especially when I see it from my own two eyes. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of sad. You know what I'm saying? So, hey. You just, like I said, know your lane, and you'll have know your lane and stay in it. You'll have less accidents that way. True be told.
All day, every day. Stay in your lane, huh?
Yeah,
right.
you gotta stay. You know your lane, baby. You'll have less accidents like that. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I know we're finna get up out of here in a little bit, but I wanted to say one thing, and it's aside from the whole abuse thing, domestic. Amber Rose, boo, shut up. Like, shut up. Like, that shit ain't even worth OT. Fuck that. Because all she's doing is talking about Kanye. I'm just saying, I agree with what people are saying when they say she was more attractive when she was that quiet chick in the background that everybody wanted to know about her. She's taking the mystery away now that she's being more boisterous. You know what I'm saying? She's taking the mystery away from herself. You know what I'm saying? So, Amber, shut up, boo. Go back to being quiet and cute. You were much better off that way. Truth be told,
who are you and anybody else to say what she's more of? You know what I'm saying? You when they're quiet, you say they're timid. Then when they speak out, then they're dumb. Or, you know what I'm saying, shut up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, give the lady her right to speak on what she speaks. It depends. Yeah, she's speaking on something that she's been holding in, but it's time to get it off your chest. Sometimes when this shit that comes across our mind that we need to get off our chest, it's good to get off our chest to prevent from driving ourselves crazy, to allow them thoughts to bounce back and forth within our head. So, I mean, the backup alpha. I feel like, you know, whatever. I mean, we want to listen. I mean, anytime, it's always a Kanye West story out there for somebody to read, and people gladly go to it. So why not? Why not hear something? You know what I'm saying? Maybe she say something positive. Maybe she love dude for real. Who knows? Let's see. You know what I'm saying? Y'all so rude. Y'all so rude.
Well,
she
to answer your question, I'm Miss STL, and that's my opinion, and I think she should shut the fuck up sometimes. But that's neither here nor there, and that's fine. I feel you. You're entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to mine.
You
and on that note.
Continue.
No, I'm entitled to.
Who the fuck she thinks
she's
dealing with, right? Let's throw her ass overboard. Get rid of her.
You asked the question.
You said say both of us. See, there you go. Come on. Let's go. She's going to say both of y'all. Let's go.
I was, but you asked the question.
Why?
So
he
didn't
say that.
With lotion. You asked that question. So, Tori with lotion, confidential. Let's get it.
Shit disturbed, I swear to God.
All the time.
Let's
all
go.
The time. Oh.
Enjoy the friction, I'll be a lyrical princess. This isn't make-believe, so bad I'm to your highness. Heads up, cause this hook is gonna be the illest. Making billions, gonna be on the top of the world. Chillin', just relaxing, sippin' on a room temperature beer, laughing. Get the big stage, cause my plane just landed.
This is just how I feel, so take me for what I am. You're thinking, is this for real?
Hopping on a beat like, I just wrecked it. Hush, hush, baby, I don't wanna blow or leak it. Gotta keep it under till it's ready to wreak havoc. Open your ears and be aware of what you're taking in. Bring it to the top and let it take you to that special place. Ready to receive and let your mind advocate all of the memories you want to accommodate.
This is just how I feel, so take me for what I am. You're thinking, is this for real?
Oh, yeah.
And confidential. I like that.
Yeah,
I like
yeah,
that little
yeah.
joint right there. That was nice. Yeah, man.
Yeah, she was getting it in.
Mm-hmm. She's going hard on it. I like it. Mm-mm. Hey, well, fellas.
It's been a great show, Primal? Like always.
You ain't got no friends
My
over chair. Here, motherfucker.
He said,
yeah.
I like
y'all
talking
to this DJ.
Aw, boo.
Yeah, he said, throw her ass overboard.
Aw,
throw her
boo.
With the shot.
Aw.
Throw her ass with the shot. Flat out. Middle finger up. I hate her. Shit. The fuck?
Don't be like that, boo.
Hey,
don't
yo.
Like
block
that.
Her. Block her. Block her. Shot fired. Shot fired. Black woman
okay.
down.
Shout out to everybody that tuned in tonight. We appreciate y'all coming through. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all taking y'all time to listen to the show. We do it for you and much love. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I can't do nothing but say I
You know what I'm saying? We appreciate y'all doing this. We appreciate y'all tuning in every week. All our faithful listeners, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Sexy India. Shout out Dial House Radio family. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we here every Wednesday night, baby. We get it in right here at Dial House Radio.
Man, I feel like OT. I just don't know. You hear me? Salute to everybody. Same time next week, right here on Dial House Radio, home of the indie artists, the number one station streaming online. Y'all know what to do. Hit me up on Twitter at The Real Mr. Time. Get at me, baby. What you say, Floss? What you talking about?
Oh, shout out to the man upstairs, most definitely. Shout out to the HPENT fam. Shout out to the whole Dial House fam, to the boss lady. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my aces right here on Truth Be Told. You know what I'm saying? We do this every week. Y'all can get at me on Twitter at the Boss Floss. What's good? You know what I'm saying?
You about a quick minute. I got the stories for you. You want to call the one, man? We can call the one. They don't make.
Yeah, I got to get up early. So you know what I'm saying?
You. Middle finger up, high hater. Y'all here, Floss the Boss. It's going in the motherfucking baton, man. Ooh, whatever you call that damn
what
thing you read.
Time.
Whatever you call what they call that thing you relay. I thought I had it right, fam.
Damn, dog.
Hey, what like, you call that thing you relay? Oh, stop it.
Hold up, y'all.
Damn.
I play football.
Can't see me. Hey, what? Man, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of playing games with them, you know what I'm saying? Middle finger up, high haters. Salute to all the family. We love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Miss STM Floss, man, middle finger up, high haters. I'll see y'all last next week.
I love you, boo.
Middle finger
up. Hell, my friend. We don't go. Oh. Man. Oh, sensitive. We don't go and get out of here with that LGO flame.
Yes,
let's go.
They playing games.
Yeah,
you playing games with the wrong one. Snackers.
See y'all.
Snackers.
Same bad
with
time.
The pillow. Hit
same
with the
bad
pillow.
Channel. Next week, we in the building. Let go.
Truth be told.
It was summer, it was summer. When I met you, never hesitated. Didn't even face you to come over, say what's up, and start a conversation. You were looking so good, and you know it. We exchanged numbers, you vacated the spot. Kept my cool all the while, freaking out. Next thing you know, you hit me up, you hit me up. And I declined you twice. I was busy working. On the road, so mad that I missed you, but that's just how it goes, how it goes now. I hit you up, I hit you up. Do you remember? That's when it started, when it all started. Nothing was the same. It was summer, when I met you, never hesitated.
never thought in conversation. You were looking so good.
Listening to my nigga on Dollhouse Radio.
Me and my nigga vibe. For my nigga, I ride. Some people say we like Bonnie and Clyde. They say we're crazy, but we're headed alive. Even though I'm not your girl, even though you're not my guy. Sometimes you take me over, like I'm your little queenie, I'm a soldier. When no one gave a fuck about you, I was about to.
I'm never sober.
You're my supply. You're on my corner.
done.